Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape.
Girl, fade, and a tight little skirt. And we go crashing down.
Hey, this is Remix Tape. I am Lindsay Ceballos, and we are a show that makes mixtapes or invites people on with their mixtape organized around a theme, and then we talk about it. Today's show is covers. What is a cover? We're also here with somebody. Introduce yourself.
Hi.
Okay.
I'm Chris Lee.
So what is a cover? I think it's a good question to start off. Well, maybe we can talk about what we just heard.
Yeah, we just heard the first song was Style by Taylor Swift, of course, from the album 1989, and then Style Again by Ryan Adams off of his album 1989. That's entirely I think every song is a cover of Taylor Swift. It's a cover.
Every
for
song.
Cover.
It's a cover album. Yeah. I think it's a great album. I like these two songs. The reason why we started with both of them, and we aren't going to do this for the entire show. I wanted to play the original and then the cover because I think that they're both so different and both so good. And yeah. That's, of course, I think the mark of a good cover is really basic. You just make it your own. It somehow conveys your sound and your point of view as a musician. But the song is still sort of, I don't know, the song like maintains something of the original at the same time. But what else? Like, why are people covering stuff?
Well, I think the song, I mean, the Taylor Swift original song is just an awesome song.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I'm totally dancing on the inside when I listen to the Taylor Swift song. I think Style is one of, even though I don't know if it was released as a single.
I don't think it was a single.
It's the third track on 1989, after Blank Space. And yeah, I mean, I like Blank Space, but I think I like Style more. I definitely like Style more than Shake It Off.
I think Blank Space and Shake It Off were the main singles. What about Bad Blood too?
Bad Blood could have been.
I think those
I don't
were
know.
The three. This was such a hit album. It had so many hit singles.
It was a great. It is a great album. I just flew from Dublin to Newark, and I listened to 1989 over and over again while I was grading papers.
It's
Maybe
a great traveling album.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's good to be in a dancey mood when you're grading papers.
Exactly. I think the thing about 1989, too, is that it's just such a rich album. Like, each song is like a single to me.
Yeah.
And I think that leads to a lot of potential for covers, which I think Ryan Adams probably saw. I mean, he definitely saw if he recorded an entire album.
Yeah, he did. I mean,
so
I was thinking of the show, which we kind of decided to do not that long ago. But I was thinking, so Taylor Swift, I think, is a great person to cover. Her songs are so open for you to reinterpret them. But there's some artists, I'm like, how are you going to cover that?
Yeah.
One of them is another amazing album, every song is a hit, Blue. And I played a song from Blue last week on the show. How do you cover a Joni Mitchell album? I mean, no one's going to do that. I think that when we talk about covers, there's also, I don't know, what is a classic song? We have to ask that question too. But even then, Joni Mitchell wrote all these classic songs, and you just can't cover her songs. I don't know. Maybe you can. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I think this, I mean, if you want to get academic about it, I think that this gets into, you know, the arguments of Walter Benjamin and, you know, the age of art and, or the work of art in the age of mechanical reproduction. And, you know, to what extent can you replicate something without losing some of its original aura and value? But in everyday speak, I think the question is, or are there different kinds of covers? Like, I mean, like you're saying, I think if you cover somebody like Joni Mitchell, you run the risk of totally diluting or ruining a song. On the other hand, a cover can provide a new angle or revive a song that might have been forgotten or dismissed or, you know, just neglected. So I think covers do different things. I think a lot of people critique covers as well as being sort of paydays for lesser known artists. That is to say, if you're relatively unknown, but you cover, you know, Taylor Swift or someone, that, you know, that's a way of getting attention. So it's sort of a, you know, maybe a cheap way of, you know, promoting yourself. But, you know, I think the point that, you know, a lot of covers that, you know, underline is that, you know, it's an act of homage, you know, pointing to your influences, your genealogy, that kind of thing. So there's a lot to talk about with covers. So maybe we should move on to the next song.
Yeah, we have a lot of cool stuff to play. What are we playing next?
So the next song we're playing, we're going back to the 1980s, pre-1989. We're playing a song by The Byrds called, which obviously is pre-1980s, 8 Miles High. We're going to play a brief portion of The Byrds' original version just to give listeners a sense of what the song, the original song is. And then we'll play the cover version by Husker Du that was released in the late 1980s when Husker Du was sort of moving beyond its hardcore roots and, you know, gaining in popularity and writing, you know, more pop-oriented songs that led to its influence in the 1990s alternative scene. And I think we should probably just mention, too, that in playing Husker Du, we're also playing homage to Grant Hart, who died recently.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a little bit of 8 Miles High by The Byrds, and then into the Husker Du cover.
Thank you.
Ooh, sorry. That does happen sometimes. So we've lost our hearing.
Okay.
And we're back.
That was exciting.
Sorry. Are you out there? Are you awake? Are you excited about our cover show? So what did we just hear? This is remix tape.
So we just heard four songs. The first was The Byrds, 8 Miles High. Classic psychedelic song of the, you know, 60s, followed by a cover by Husker Du, 8 Miles High, that came out in the 80s. And then we played a clip of Just Like Heaven by The Cure, and then a cover of Just Like Heaven by Dinosaur Jr.
Hey, I like that Dinosaur Jr. cover. That was better. Jay Mascis is so emo in that. I mean, maybe in a special 80s way, like Cure way. I felt that that did exactly what we've been talking about, that you could feel The Cure there, but you could also feel this really distinctive, like, funky guitar sound, and it was hardcore.
Yeah.
You know, it was also very Dinosaur Jr.
They made it their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. What are we doing now? Do you want to play more?
So, yeah, I mean, I think what is good about those two covers is that they're unusual, and they provide a new dimension to the band that's being covered, as well as the band who's covering the song. And so in those two instances, these are well-known songs, 8 Miles High and Just Like Heaven, they're well-known songs, but, you know, I, having said that, I wouldn't say that Husker Du is like heavily influenced by The Byrds, and I wouldn't say that Dinosaur Jr. is heavily influenced by The Cure. I think these are instances of paying homage to particular songs. So the next song we'll be playing, I think, is a slightly different situation insofar that it's paying homage to a band. So we're playing the song These Days by Nico, who was a member of the Velvet Underground, and the cover is being played by Saint Vincent, who obviously is active today.
Her new album just came out. Everyone's talking about it.
Mass Seduction. One word.
Yeah, nice title.
One word.
Sorry. Just so everyone knows, Chris is representing today in his Dinosaur Jr. hoodie. So, pretty cool.
That I bought in a state of euphoric.
at a Dinosaur Jr. show.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I'm too old to do that.
It's okay. We're going to hear Nico now, and then we're going to hear the St. Vincent. All right. This is your mixtape.
I don't think I risk another these days. live the life that I have made in song. It's just that I've been losing so long. La 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 la. Do too much scheming these days. These days I sit on cornerstones and count the time in quarter turns to ten. Please don't confront me with my failure.
Hi, this is Remix Tape. Sorry. I was concentrating really hard on that St. Vincent cover. What's up?
It's good, isn't it?
I don't quite know what to think of it.
Okay. Do you want to talk about it?
I think I have to think about it. I'm not ready yet.
So, actually, we have a song. Yeah, we have a song. Let's talk about St. Vincent quickly.
Okay.
Okay, so that song was These Days by Nico. Nico was a member of the Velvet Underground for their first album. And then she went on and did a solo album called Chelsea Girl that actually was also covers in a sense. That is to say that These Days was written by Jackson Brown. And Nico and Jackson Brown had a relationship, I believe. And that's part of the history of the song. But I heard St. Vincent cover Nico, gosh, maybe 10 years ago in North Carolina when I saw her perform. This is before she, like, broke out, and this show wasn't even fully sold out. And I just was really moved by her cover of These Days. So I don't know.
So you heard it, the first time you heard it was live?
Yeah, it was live, and I just think, I mean, probably the most well-known use of the song, if you're not a Velvet Underground fan, is the scene in The Royal Tenenbaums where Gwyneth Paltrow gets off the bus and walks toward Luke Wilson, and the song is playing and indicating the kind of budding romance between the two of them, even though they're siblings.
Oops.
Wait, can I interrupt?
Uh-huh.
So the broader point of playing this is that I think, you know, it's an homage to Nico, but I think it's also an homage to the Velvet Underground and its influence on a variety of bands. So we're going to be playing another cover of the Velvet Underground itself by REM from their album of B-sides and covers called Dead Letter Office. And this is like old classic REM before, you know, they broke out with, gosh, what is that? It's not Time Out of Mind.
It's not?
What is, that's the Bob Dylan album.
Oh, right.
Out of Time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay,
So this is There She Goes Again by the Velvet Underground.
But first, a public service announcement. Sorry. Save the Children. Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses. Through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many lives can be saved. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council. And now, There She Goes Again, R.E.M.
no tears in her eyes. You know she won't make it, just any guy can do.
Spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. Do you, do you? These vagabond shoes along into street.
Hello, this is Remix Tape. We just heard Cat Power's cover of New York, New York, which is famous, made famous by Frank Sinatra. I don't remember who wrote it. I guess we should know who wrote that song. Chris, why don't you comment on that while I look up who wrote that song?
I don't know who wrote New York, but obviously it's, you know, one of Frank Sinatra's classic recordings. The Cat Power cover is from an album called Jukebox. That's an entirely, it's an album entirely made of covers. And Cat Power's done a lot of covers of different songs at times, you know, covers that make the song, that depart from the original so much that the song is unrecognizable. And that's what we're about to play.
This is unbelievable. According to Wikipedia, the theme from New York, New York is a theme song from the Martin Scorsese film New York, New York, 1977.
No.
No freaking way.
I think that's wrong.
I must have made a mistake. Yeah. I must have made a mistake. Did I just swear? I don't think I swore.
No, you were probably swearing in your head.
Cool. So we'll get on, we'll resolve this, and I'll let you know later, but until then.
What?
Should we play the Mac?
Yeah, so we're playing another Cat Power cover, this time of the song Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, which is a great song, but it's also recognizable. But Cat Power's cover is so unrecognizable from the original that I think we should play the original just so you have a sense of what the song is. And so we'll fade out and then play Cat Power's version.
We're going to do it. And I'd like to dedicate this song to my friend Claire, who likes this album and likes to listen to it in the Vermont cabin. This is for you.
Thank you.
Hey. This is Remix Tape.
We're having some technical difficulties.
We're having a few technical difficulties, but it's okay because that's happened before and we've always emerged on the other side. So what we just heard was Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac Dreams. Really awesome song. And then a Cat Power song that is a cover of an Everly Brothers song, All I Have to Do is Dream. You know, she's great at covers. I love her voice. Do you want to say anything? You have to talk into the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I just...
Because you played two... Well, you played two tracks from Cat Power.
Yeah. I said, I think, everything I wanted to say.
Jeez. All right.
I'm concerned about the next song, actually.
We're kind of just killing time at this point. I think what we'll do is we'll just do it on the YouTubes, right? Yeah. That's okay. What we're going to do. But we do have the CD, which is really nice.
Should I talk about this song?
Yeah, why don't you set up this song? This is...
So, okay, this is... a live recording of the band Slint, who are from Louisville, Kentucky. Slint is, gosh, I think my favorite band, or at least at certain times in my life has been my favorite band. And They are part of the post-punk scene in Louisville. They recorded only two albums. The first one is sort of a Steve Albini produced album that is very eclectic, mix of hardcore and math rock, whereas Spiderland is sort of hailed as a classic album of the math rock scene. Math rock being, you know, predominantly instrumental music, but also lyrics, very long songs. You know, they're not, it's not pop music of 2 to 3 minutes, but like, you know, 6 to 8 minute long epics. So it also harks back to like 70s prog rock of King Crimson and other British bands. In any event, Slint is seen as very influential, also like the Velvet Underground, in the sense that everybody listened to the album Spiderland started a band. So anyway, I can talk at length about Slint. I could do an entire show on Slint. But they did this amazing cover of Cortez the Killer by Neil Young and Crazy Horse that was recorded in 1989. And actually, I think, and this was included on a box set that was released several years ago. And it really sort of explains the underlying ethos of Slint. That is to say that even though Slint came out of a post-punk scene in Kentucky, that in fact their roots also go back to, you know, listening to the music of the 1970s. And certainly Neil Young and Crazy Horse have influenced a lot of indie rock. But I think the faithful nature of this cover points to something really interesting about the band Slint and influence of Neil Young more generally.
Yeah, I like this cover a lot. I've heard it before. Would you like to say goodbye? Because you have to go teach.
Yes, goodbye. Thank you. Sorry. I want to make one correction, too. In fact, I need to make probably a number of corrections I need to make. But last time I was on the show, I said Betty Servier was from Belgium. That's wrong. They're from Amsterdam. I don't know why I had it in my head they were from Belgium. That's like been in my head for 20 years.
We all make mistakes, and that mistake has been rectified.
As a historian, I feel the need to correct and admit my errors. So that's an error. They're from Amsterdam. So
I hear that's a nice city.
Sorry for the confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Sorry, Betty Servier. So let's hear the Slint cover, and then I will close with my contribution to this mix of covers. Stop laughing.
We're from Louisville. Okay, this is our last song. We're from Louisville, and we thought you needed to hear this. Thank you.
Hey there. We just heard Flint's cover of Neil Young and Crazy Horse's Cortez the Killer from Zuma. I'd like to conclude the show by giving you a double dose of a song, and also returning to the more complex, maybe, than we make it out to be, theme of covers. So I want to play first a song from a second track of an album by the band called Cahoots. I'm going to play it on this vinyl, which I just got from Princeton Record Exchange, maybe like a week or so ago. The song is called When I Paint My Masterpiece, and so it was written by Bob Dylan. It was first released by the band, according to Wikipedia. And then, so basically it was a cover before it was actually performed by the songwriter himself, Bob Dylan. So what I want to play is first the band cover, which I think is really good. Leave On, love the band. Then I want to play the Bob Dylan demo. So a kind of lesser known version of it, which is on his album, Another Self-Portrait, the Bootleg Series, Volume 10, which I really love. And the version that I have is I burned from Chris, who is just on the show. So thanks for this album. I still listen to it all the time. So here are these two tracks, and then I'll do my sign off. So give me a minute because I gotta get it on the turntable.
Spanish stairs. Gotta Streets of Rome are filled with rubble, aged footprints are everywhere. You can almost think that you're seeing double on a cold, dark night by the Spanish Stair. Got to hurry on back to my hotel room, where I got me a date with a pretty little girl from Greece. She promised she'd be right there with me when I paint my masterpiece. I've spent inside the Colosseum, dodging lions and wasting time. Oh, those mighty kings of the jungle, I could hardly stand to see them. It sure has been a long, hard climb. Running through the back of my memory when I ran on the hilltop following a pack of wild geese. Someday everything is gonna sound like a rhapsody when I paint my masterpiece. Sailing around the world in a dirty gondola, sure wish I hadn't sold my old Victrola. Ain't nothing like that good old rock and roll. I left Rome, pull into Brussels on a plane ride so bumpy that I almost cried. Clergymen in uniform and young girls pulling muscles. Everyone was there to greet me when I stepped inside. Newspaper men eating candy had to be held down by big police. Someday everything is gonna be different when I paint that masterpiece.
Hello, it's Remix Tape. We just heard When I Paint My Masterpiece by The Band, a cover of the Bob Dylan song, When I Paint My Masterpiece, by Bob Dylan. How'd you like that? Turning it around and around. Endless meaning. I want to say also that that was a special song for the band because it's a band where Richard Manuel is on drums. And we get to hear kind of rarer performance by Levon Helm, who did the lead vocals on that song, playing his mandolin. So rest in peace, both of those gentlemen. What a band. And then the Bob Dylan. I like how there's a difference in the lyric that always makes me laugh. In the band version, I think the original lyric is, "Oh, to be back in the land of Coca-Cola." And then in Bob Dylan's demo version, it's, "Ain't nothing like that good old rock and rolla." So, rolla and cola. This has been Remix Tape. I'm Lindsay Ceballos. Please join us next week. We have a really meaningful mix dedicated to someone that our next guest, Rachel Gushgarian, has lost. So please tune in. I think it's going to be really great to learn about this person that inspired her so much and to hear the music that she associates with him. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Remix Tape. We'll see you next week.